This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. COVID-19 hospitalizations remain high and near pandemic peak levels. After a rapid rise earlier in the month, they dipped a bit on Thursday to 1,641. Incident Commander Scott Bookman says during the Delta wave, ICU bed availability got down to 75. During the Omicron wave, it stayed above 100.
While our hospitals are still seeing a high demand, we do see promising numbers in our ICU capacity.
The state says there are 66 pediatric patients with coronavirus now hospitalized. All but 5 are unvaccinated or too young to be eligible. Colorado is opening a special health insurance enrollment period for people who missed the original January 15th deadline. The head of the state's health insurance marketplace says the Marshall Fire and surges in COVID-19 cases have been a disruptive 1-2 punch for many people. March 16th is the new enrollment deadline. People will not need to prove the fires or COVID directly impacted them to be eligible for the extension. Two teens were shot in Aurora this afternoon, not far from where a rash of teen violence took place late last year. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
A 16 and 17-year-old were transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, according to the Aurora Police Department. In November, a rash of 3 shootings left 13 teenagers injured. The violence sparked peace rallies and increased school security. Governor Polis and other community groups want to add funding for gang violence prevention. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.